Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Our babies preach to us today. Yeah. And so did Antonio Mako. So I am just going to render just a few thoughts this morning, just to add to what they've already done. I'm so thankful for Yahweh. He's done so much in my life. Does anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? I mean, so I'm thankful. I want to call this, I mean, we don't have to have a heading for every message that we do, but I just think it's fitting that today we talk about the anticipation of a Savior. Anticipation. And like I said, I'm not going to hold you long, but there are some things that really do something to me. When somebody tells me something good is going to happen, somebody tells you something good is going to happen, you have an expectation, right? You anticipate. Why? Because who doesn't want something good in their life? Is there anybody here that don't want nothing good in your life? Who wants something good in their life? So when somebody tells you something good is going to happen, something good is coming, you're waiting. Anybody ever order something from through the mail, Amazon? Say that again.
HSN.
Well, they still got HSN? Okay, they say yes. And what are you doing once you place that order? You're anticipating what? The package. You are looking for the package. I know some of you, and I've seen you track down packages. You're using a tracking number. You're trying to be home. You take off work just to make sure you get that what? Why? Because you're what? Anticipating something that someone said you're going to get, you're going to receive. So the thing that elates me, the thing that excites me about this whole plan that Yahweh has is that hundreds of years before Yeshua was ever born, he was prophesied about. They talked about him. They said that some things were going to happen. And so I just want to share a few of those things. Let's go to Yeshayahu, Isaiah. Because in that hope, in that expectation, in that anticipation, it's what we call hope. You know, we're looking forward, you know. And the children of Israel, they have been through a lot of stuff. And these prophecies came at a time where they were at low points. But what he said was, I'm going to do something. Anybody ever had a low point? Oh, come on, y'all. I get it. You thought the babies was going to do all the teaching today and I was going to say, I'm on, go home. I get it. I see you, okay? But I'm about to lace you up this morning. Anybody want to get laced up? Okay. You don't know what that means? Ask somebody. You're about to get ready. You know, because there's just a couple of nuggets. Listen, I'm not going to retell the whole story. Y'all know the story. But what gets me is that the story was already talked about hundreds. Yes. 500, 600, 700 years before it even happened. And so let's go to Isaiah 59 chapter. Hallelujah. And it's the 15th verse. We was in a bad situation. Evil was all over. And there was no hope. You serve a God that knew that it was a bad situation. So again, I ask, anybody been in a bad situation? Anybody? Yes. And your anticipation is that you what? Come out of that thing. And I'm glad I'm in here in a room with people that have gone through something, but you're sitting here today, so that must mean you made it through. You made it through. And so that was their situation. But Yah was like, listen, I know that they're in need of saving. I know that my children are in need of salvation. I know my children need hope. So this is Yah, but he's saying, In the 15th verse, yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And Yahweh saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment, that there was no way out of this. 16, and he saw that there was no man. Because someone had to make an atonement for the sin. Someone had to be righteous enough to be sacrificed for the sin. It was needed. It had to happen. So he was like, listen, if I can find a man who can do this, then my children will have a way made. Does anybody know him as a way maker? See, y'all making me preach this morning. I was just going to share. But he saw... But he looked. If it's telling me that he saw that there was no man, that means he was what? Looking for somebody righteous. Why? Because his children were in need. They were in sin. And he knew the only way for that, there had to be an atonement for sin. There had to be a sacrifice for it. Somebody had to pay the price. And he was wondering, okay, there's no man. And wondered that there was no intercessor. There was no one that could come and intercede and help the situation. This is one of my favorite passages ever. He says, therefore, his arm, Yahweh's arm, brought salvation unto him. He was like, if I can't find nobody to do it, I'll do it. So I'll wrap myself up. I'll go down the earth. I'll be righteous. I'll walk the walk. I'll talk the talk. I'll be an example. I'll go to the cross. I'll make a sacrifice, but I'll rise again. I'll resurrect and I'll get the victory back. And it said it sustained him, right? So how did he do this? 17th verse says, for he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing and was clad with zeal as a cloak. Do you know what he was clad with zeal means? He was determined. No matter what he had to go through, he was determined that he was going to do it. Tell your neighbor, just for you. Can you imagine a God going out of his way? He on the throne. He ain't got to do nothing for you. But isn't it amazing that he's so omnipotent, he's so great, that he can still sit on the throne and still wrap himself up in flesh and still come down and obtain victory for you. See, if we really grasped how incredible and how awesome, I mean, we're like, my God is awesome. He can move mountains. I mean, how are you going to sing it like that? You're talking about your God is awesome. And he's so awesome, he's everywhere all at once. He can move mountains. He can make ways for you. He can protect. He knows what you need. He knows how many hairs on your head, on your real head, and on the weed. So when you sing that song, you would say, hey, my God is awesome. Hey, he can move the mountain. Hey! Does anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? Love when I saw baby girl here in class. Who was Eric's class? What class number is that?
Three.
Who was my sister that was? Who was that?
Antiana.
Antiana know what to do. That's the essence of how I feel. Sometimes I don't even have words. I just make the face. Can we just make the face? Like, I mean, I could have been somewhere else. I could have been way off. I could have been lost. But hallelujah, I'm standing here right now in victory because of what you did. Hallelujah. Yeah, wake y'all up this morning. Y'all need to get laced up. You act like you don't know what's going on, the God you serve. Because, listen, yeah, you've been through stuff. Who's going through stuff? Right now. Guess what? You already got the victory. Come on. He made a way for that. So we got to grasp, hold. Either we believe that our God is the most awesome, that there's nobody like him, or we don't. There's no in-between ground. So he's already shown us. So this is Ishayahu years before saying that a way was going to be made. So let's go to Yohanan, the first chapter. What is the response to that? So I'm going to weave you really quickly through old, new, really quickly. It's not going to take long. Y'all still won't be able to have your little brunch or whatever it is that you're trying to do today. Can you just give Yahweh just a few minutes? I mean, come on. Yeah. So, Yohanan speaks of what happened. Now, this is 700 or so years after, or for us, 2,000 so years ago. And the Word, whose Word? Yeshua, was made flesh. Just like he said he's going to put on a cloak, he was going to come and bring righteousness unto himself, because he could find no man. So the Word, Yahweh, Yeshua, was made flesh. Came down, was born, and what? Dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Full of what? Grace and truth. Go to Yeshayahu again, Isaiah. We're going to flip back because I want to show you what was foretold came to pass. What was foretold came to pass. So the people who really believed had an expectation. Let me say that again. The people who really believed had an expectation. I'm going to say that again. One more time. The people who really believed had an expectation. Fast forward today. Whatever you're going through, if you really believe, you should have an expectation. One more time. If you're sitting here and you really believe, you should have an expectation. And if you have an expectation, there should be an elation. You should be excited about what he's doing right now. And guess what? What he's about to do. Tell whoever that person is next to you, we ain't seen nothing yet. See, you think y'all seeing some stuff? You think the little car coming through, you think the little check coming through is something? Come on. You think the gas bill being paid, you know, you was challenged a little bit. You ain't seen nothing yet. See, he wants to do more than that. Can I say he wants it to be mo better? Can I say? Who needs a mo better blessing? I do. So I have an expectation. I know he's going to keep me. I know he's going to keep me in peace. So here in Isaiah, let's go back 700 years before Yeshua came on the scene. Therefore, Yahweh himself. This is before it happened, y'all. Before Yeshua, hundreds of years before Yeshua came on the scene. Yahweh himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive. This is from the prophet Ishayahu, Isaiah. And he's going to bear, and she's going to bear a son, and she'll call his name what? Emmanuel. Which means Yahweh is with us. Say that.
Yahweh.
One more time.
Yahweh is with us.
So when you tripping on your trip that you trip on, remember. That too. Come on, sister. He's in me. Greater is he that is in me. That means he's what? With us. He was Emmanuel then. Emmanuel then. Guess who he still is? Why? Means that Yahweh is what?
With us.
If you don't believe he's with you, you ain't got no hope.
Hallelujah.
I should be here in a room full of people that are excited that he's still with us. He's still with us. Right? So this was prophesied for. So let's find out what happened. So let's fast forward a few hundred years forward to Matthew. Go to Matityahu. And I love that the Gospels are all speaking of this. Luke, Matthew, talking about what was prophesied and what really happened. What was prophesied and what really happened. And what was prophesied actually did happen. There's a lot of people that can claim to have a religion or have gods out there, right?
Yes.
But Yeshua is the only one that was prophesied about before he came.
Hallelujah.
Come on. And actually materialized. Come on. There was nobody else. No other religion was like that. No other religion. Joseph Smith from the Mormons was not prophesied about.
That's right.
He just popped up and decided that he wanted to write a religion, create something. David Koresh was not prophesied about. The Branch Davidians. Charles Taze Russell from the Jehovah Witnesses was not prophesied about. Siddhartha Gautama from Buddhism was never prophesied about. All these homies just popped up on the scene trying to create something that should have never been created. We serve the only true and living God who prophesied about a Savior, and the Savior actually came up on the scene. Nobody else can say that. Nobody else can say that. That's how unique our Savior is, our God is. So Matthew says, while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of Yahweh appeared unto him in a dream, talking to Yosef, saying, Yosef, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Come on. Come on. We were not just talking about Yeshua the Savior, but now we done got the Holy Ghost involved. We was talking about what was to come in that sense. 22nd verse says what? Now, all this was done
that it might be what? Fulfilled. Which was spoken of Yahweh by who? The prophet Yeshayahu, Isaiah saying, 23rd verse, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name what? Emmanuel, which being interpreted is what? This was hundreds of years after that prophecy. 24th verse. Then Yosef, being raised from his sleep, what? Did as the angel of Yahweh had bidden him, and what? See, believe. This is what was supposed to what? Happen. Okay, so let's go here. Go to Yeshayahu. 40th verse. I could give you a plethora of things, but y'all ain't got that kind of time. I can keep on giving you all the prophecies, but I just picked out a few to kind of share with you today that what we'd have time for. Go to Isaiah, the 40th chapter, the third verse, and be good Bereans, be good studiers of the word, and you go and read the word and go to the Old Testament and skip over to the New Testament and see how many prophecy, all prophecy was fulfilled through Yeshua. Everything that they said was going to come through Yeshua actually came, happened. Even his birth line said he was going to come from the seed of David. Guess what? Tell your neighbor, he did that. So, 40th verse. Yeshua would have to be announced. Stay with me here. There was an anticipation of a Savior. Someone was going to say, hey, you know, get ready. There's someone coming. Get ready. What was prophesied about is going to happen. Watch. Be diligent. So the third verse in the 40th chapter says, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness. So it was prophesied that someone would be a voice that would prepare the way for Yeshua. And what would this voice say? What would this person say? What would be the message? 700 years before, or hundreds of years before. And the message was, prepare ye the way of Yahweh. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Fourth verse. Every valley shall be exalted. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. So there was going to be one that was going to come, and there was going to be one that would herald or say he was coming. And when he comes, guess what he going to do? The valleys are going to be exalted. Every mountain and hill is going to be made. He's going to have the power to move. Come on, y'all. This is you. So if you're in a valley, you got a Savior that's coming that is going to make that valley exalted. He's going to lift you up. You got something that is going to be an obstacle in your life. One is coming that is going to take that mountain and make it low. Guess what? If you got something that's crooked, he gonna make it straight. Y'all need to be clapping on that one, because y'all got some crookedness that needs to be made straight. I think there's some people here who's rough around the edges. Some of y'all rough. You came out of rough situations. You came out of rough circumstances. You had some. You know, now that you all saved and stuff, don't try to smooth it over. You was rough. Where my rough? Yeah. Where my ex rough people at? Tell me. Can you tell me what he did with the rough places? Shout it out. What did he do with your rough? you know you was a bad motor scooter. You did some things. You said some things. Some of y'all was unearthed and bona fide hell raisers. Where my ex hell raisers at? Stand up, hell raisers. I want to see who you were. Yeah, I thought so. But guess what? The rough edges have been made plain. He done smoothed y'all out. He done delivered y'all. Steve, you was a rough. You was a ringleader, Hellraiser, huh? Wow. Looking at this man today, I could not believe that. He is one of the most dedicated, most committed, most soft-hearted people that I have ever met. Because he got redeemed. Would that have been possible? Would not have been possible had it not been foretold that one was coming that would be able to do that. Otherwise, we would have died in our rough state. We would have died in our hell-raising state. We would have been lost. By the grace of Yahweh, he made a way for us. Made a way. Well, the fifth verse says what? And the glory of Yahweh shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of Yahweh has what? When Yahweh speaks something, when he says something is going to come to pass, you better believe something is going to come to pass. He said it. He said it. And go here, just to lace that up. Who was going to say the voice in the wilderness, hey, one's coming, it's going to do this. Let's go to John, Yohanan, first chapter. Only got two more verses for y'all. And then y'all can raise up. But I love it. I love this time of year. I love it. I love to share what Yahweh has done. And it just gives me hope of what he's about to do. So go to Yohanan, John, first chapter, 19 verse. And this is the record of John. Which John are we talking about? John the Baptist. When I got the scripture, ooh, it just excites me. That's coming next. This is the record of Yohanan and John the Baptist. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask, who is he? Because this dude was talking about, get ready. There's one coming. The Messiah, the Mashiach, the anointed one is coming. So this dude was so excited and so, what's the word I'm looking for? Bodacious. Lit. He was so lit. Excited. Right? He was like, listen, I know. I'm trying to stir y'all up. Because prophecy has said that he was coming. And guess what? I'm the one that is going to say, hey, get ready. And so the dudes were looking at him like, who is this dude? Who is this guy that's going around saying the king is coming. The Mashiach is coming. Who is this? 20th verse says what? 20th? And he confessed. And denied not, but confessed. He says, I am not the Mashiach. You may wonder who I am and what I've been speaking and what I've been telling and what I've been hollering about, but I'm not the Mashiach. 21st verse. And they ask him, what's up? That's interpretation. What then? What's up? Art thou Elias? Because remember, this prophecy was from, when every time you see Elias, it's Isaiah, Ishayahu saying. Isaiah, or he saith, I'm not. I'm not him either. Art thou that prophet? And he answered, 22nd. Then they said unto him, who are you, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? So in today's vernacular, we're asking who you are for a friend. Anybody hear that? I'm asking for a friend. Not for myself, but for a friend. So those that have sent us, we want to know, who are you? What sayest thou of thyself? This is hundreds of years after we read in Yeshayahu or Isaiah what was going on. And 23rd verse says what? He said, I am the voice of the one crying in the wilderness. I am even the one that was prophesied about, that was going to say, hey, there's one that is going to make straight the way of Yahweh, as said the prophet Isaiah. John the Baptist, Yeshua, John the Baptist, speaking of the coming Savior, the Messiah, Emmanuel, Yeshua. John the Baptist, are you following me? So picture this, Yeshua's mama, John the Baptist's mama, Yeshua's mama, Mary, or in Hebrew, her name, Miriam. John the Baptist's mama, Elizabeth. Both pregnant. In the same house, chopping it up. Pastor Tom, what are you talking about? It actually happened. The one that was crying in the wilderness when he was in his mother's womb, in Elizabeth's womb, was chopping. Elizabeth was talking to Mary while they were both pregnant. How incredible is that? That the one that is going to say, hey, I'm the one crying in the wilderness about the one that is to come, was both in the womb at the same time. Two pregnant women talking about what was about to happen. I would love to be a fly on the wall in that conversation. Guess what? We are. Turn to Luke, the first chapter. Yeah, it actually happened. Mary, pregnant with Yeshua. Elizabeth, pregnant with John the Baptist. In the same vicinity, all that power and that potential victory. And Mary arose in those days, or Miriam, and went into the hill country with haste. Did I say she was pregnant? All right. Sometimes you have to travel miles. Pregnant. Some of y'all can't take two steps. Pregnant. Well, it's the truth. In slavery days, women were still working at 9 months in the field. They popped that baby out and went back to work. But in this day and age, and I'm not making light of it. But there was some power going on here. There was some divine intervention going on here. She walked in haste into the city of Judah, and it just said she walked. Did y'all catch that? It didn't say she walked slow. She walked in haste. She kept it moving. 40th verse. And entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. She said, hey, girl. Who's that? She saluted us. What's up? 41st verse. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard Mary give her that salutation, the baby inside of Elizabeth leaped in her. As soon as Mary came in and said, I'm here, girl, what's up? John the Baptist, a baby that was still in the womb, leaped. And it says Elizabeth was what? Filled with the hope. Something moved. Something happened. There was something that took place inside of her. Come on. If we see the power of Yahweh in operation, we see the things that we're talking about. 42nd verse. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, girl, you blessed. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Holy Ghost acknowledges Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost knows Holy Ghost. Power knows power. Anointing knows anointing, because it was the same anointing. 43rd verse. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord, how is it that the mother of my Lord is right here with me? 44th verse. For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, my baby leaped in my womb for joy. John the Baptist was like, there he is. There he is. There goes my purpose. My God. His very purpose was established right there in the womb. Prophecy was fulfilled right there at that. Come on, y'all. What kind of God do you serve? Fulfillment of prophecy. Boom. 45th verse. And blessed is she that believed. See, you're not even going to experience this stuff if y'all ain't anticipating and believing. Blessed are you if you believe, for there shall be a performance, ooh, of those things which were told her from Yahweh. A performance means there's going to be a manifestation. Something is going to happen. Something is going to move. Something is going to take place. Something is going to be manifested in just a dynamic way. 46th verse. Yes. And it says what? And Mary said, y'all better get this. This is the mother of Yeshua. And she said, my soul doth magnify Yahweh. Listen, if you wanna birth something of Yahweh, you're gonna have to praise him. Come on. If you want something manifested of Yahweh, you better praise him. If you anticipate something happening in your life, you better praise him. You ain't gonna get no manifestation without praising Yahweh. Not from a surface praise. Praise him? No. It's gotta come from. Come on. It's gotta come from your belly. It's gotta come from your innermost. My soul doth magnify Yahweh. Say it. Say it for yourself. My soul doth magnify Yahweh. My God. 47th verse says what? And my spirit hath rejoiced in Yahweh. Come on, y'all. My spirit my spirit. Come on, let that spirit rejoice in you. My spirit rejoice. 48 verse. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. Who am I? I mean, I ain't nobody. Anybody feel that way? I ain't nobody. But why me? But even though I think I ain't nobody, you have chose to use me. You have chose to stir me up. You have chose. You chose me. You chose me. For behold, from henceforth, all generations shall call me. And she wasn't saying that in her own self. She was just saying by the mere fact that Yahweh would use a nobody like me. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I ain't nobody. But guess what? I'm blessed. Anybody like that? We ain't nobody. We ain't trying to exalt ourselves. But guess what? We blessed. Hallelujah. We're blessed. And the 49th verse says what? For he. Come on, y'all. For he that is mighty have done to me great things. And holy is his name. Come on. He's done great things for us. Can you imagine the jubilation that was going on in that house? He that is mighty has done to me. He that is mighty has done great things for each and every one of y'all. You better praise his holy name. You better magnify his name. You better glorify his name. He didn't have to do that. Hallelujah. Father Yahweh, thank you for your holy name. A nobody like me. And this was all made possible because you saw that we needed you and you came through and you blessed us and you made a way for us. You wrapped yourself up in flesh, made yourself of no report, just a regular person. Just for us. Just for us. We praise your holy name. We magnify your holy name. We exalt your holy name. We lift up your holy name. Father Yahweh, help us understand what was done for us, to us, through us, by us, the way you've moved, the way you spoke, the things you manifested. And even for those things hundreds and thousands of years ago, we praise your holy name. We praise your holy name for things that you've done way back there. Way back there, we praise your holy name. We still praise your holy name today. For the things that you're doing and for the things that you're gonna do. So we thank you, Father Yahweh, for your son. Thank you for Yeshua. Thank you that you sent him for us. Forgive us if we don't acknowledge the way we should. Forgive us if we don't praise you the way we should. Forgive us if we don't magnify you the name the way we should, Father. But from henceforth, we're going to praise your holy name. From henceforth, we're going to bless you. From henceforth, we're going to thank you. From henceforth, we're going to shout it to the top of the mountain. question, what you done? Hallelujah. Thank you for your son. And we give you the glory. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen. And Amen. Come on, let's glorify him. Take a moment and glorify him. Grande.